Lucy Checks In, A Novel by D. Ernst. Narrated by Gillian Vance. Chapter 1. Arriving in Paris was a big deal. Well, of course it was. After all, it was friggin' Paris. More than that, I was almost to my final destination. As much as I would have liked to have spent days, weeks, exploring Paris and every single thing I'd read and heard and dreamed about it, I had a life to get to. And that life was beyond Paris. So I boarded the train to Rennes, rested my head against the seat, and waited for my second act to begin. We were famous for that, weren't we? Women, I mean. We believed in the second act, the next great thing, the moment when fortunes would change for the better. We reinvented ourselves all the time. I myself hadn't done it before, but that didn't mean that I didn't believe it was all possible and that I couldn't start over with a new life right now. And I wasn't actually reinventing my whole life. I was more or less scaling back. A less responsible job, a smaller place to call home, a more removed set of acquaintances. Lucia Gianetti, light. I'd spent weeks thinking about these next few hours, and I'd pretty much perfected the entire scenario in my mind. They were sending a car to meet me at the train station. Something sleek and shiny, no doubt. Or maybe a classic Bentley. That would be a nice touch. I would roll through the summer countryside, past fields of lavender. Wait, that was Provence, never mind. Until pulling into the shaded drive leading to Hotel Paradis. I couldn't decide if the hotel was going to be a Disney-esque building with turrets and balconies, or something squarer and more substantial like Highclere Castle, but smaller. Either way, the devoted staff would greet me, and I'd walk through the high-ceilinged front hallway, past priceless antiques and life-size portraits of a family who had run Hotel Paradis for over 200 years, and into my new domain. My next big adventure. I jerked my eyes open. I didn't want to sleep away the train ride. I didn't want to miss a single bit of the exquisite scenery, especially not the rather delicious-looking gentleman across the aisle from me, wearing perfectly snug jeans and reading a battered paperback. Did people still read books here? Paradise indeed. I pulled out my phone and answered a flurry of texts that had come in since deplaning. To my father. Yes, arrived safe, on my way now. I was touched by his concern, but let's face it, that was his job. To my best friend. On the train to Rennes. Hot Frenchman alert already. I cannot wait until you visit. Julia and I had been to England, Spain, and Greece together. We had somehow missed France entirely, although she had been numerous times. But now... To my obnoxious brother Frank. Of course the FBI knows I left. I needed their permission, you idiot. Oh my God. Frank knew every sordid detail of the whole scandal. More than I did, I was sure. He was the kind of guy who reveled in other people's misfortunes. And to have such a glorious takedown involving his own sister was probably something he would cling to for the rest of his life. To my less obnoxious brother, Joe. Yes, I'm safe. Tell Mimi and Kara, I'll send pictures. Mimi was my 9-year-old niece, Camille. Kara was her twin sister, Caroline, and they were the only members of my family I was really going to miss. It wasn't that I didn't love my family. I did, but I had been focused on a career that they had never approved of, and the more successful I became, the larger and higher the disapproval rating became. I'd lived at the Fielding Hotel for 8 years, working 12 hours a day, often 7 days a week. That kind of commitment to a job didn't leave much room for a commitment to anything else. Since my family never expressed anything but disapproval at my life choices, it became easy for me to distance myself from them. I glanced at my watch. I'd taken the fast train to Rennes and had napped away the first half hour. Just a bit over an hour left. Maybe time for a drink? I walked through a few train cars to the bar car. Yes, just like in the movies, there was a smiling man behind a miniature...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?